whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 342 on Saturday, July 29th, 2023. Or, if you're in the other part of the world, it's Sunday, July 30th. So, where did July go? Where has this year gone, guys? It's just crazy. So anyway, welcome. Happy end of July. We are just about ready to hit August, which is always busy, But welcome, chat room. Welcome to everyone listening. Thank you for joining me this week. We have got Chris, who just subscribed for 59 months. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate you so much. Fez here, Zai's here. Thanks, guys. Thanks for hanging out. I'm sure there's other people in the chat. If there is, hello, welcome, welcome, welcome. All right, we have coffee. We have a few things to discuss. There's not a huge amount. Last show was probably the biggest. We had a lot of max level tunes last show, which was fantastic. We have got a state of the challenges to go through, and it's good to see people busy leveling. it's fantastic. And yeah, just a few other things that we can chat about, but if I miss anything, please let me know in the chat. I tried to get everything as best I could, which doesn't always happen, but you know. Anyway, cheers everyone. My cute mug. Love this mug. It's very cute. 7 p.m. wine for you, Isaiah. Absolutely, go for it. I don't drink alcohol, so always coffee time for me, as you guys would know. Always coffee time. All right. Okay, let's start with news. We want to do a little bumper. I haven't been doing the bumpers lately. Let's do a bumper. Who have we got?
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Rogue Slayer. I love that little bumper. Alright, so just a couple of things, because next weekend will be Dark Moon Fair begins. And a reminder, don't forget, at the moment, show's going every 2 weeks. So there won't be a show next week, but the following week, I'll be back on the, hang on, I've got to get my dates right, the 12th. So in between that, we've got Dark Moon Fair that starts on August 6th, ends August the 12th. So again, good time if you've started a new challenge tune, or want to put one, you know, like ready to go in case anything happens. If anything happens, it's good to, you know, start leveling a little, a baby challenge tune, get yourself some tickets, get over to Dark Moon Fair, get yourself a little bit of gold, have them ready to go. So always good to be able to do that. Also good for, you know, getting some points. Not that we're hugely for professions, but pacifist, working man, you know, really good to help get a little bit skills up. Especially if you're trying to make things or doing questing that are profession based on those challenge tunes. Good XP, Fair says. Obviously, Dark Moon Fair, be very careful. when the world bosses are up, you've got the, I was going to say the spider, it's not the spider. You've got the rabbit, which is over on, if you're looking at the island, it is over on the right-hand side in a cave. But when that spawns, it holds no aggro. So please don't go over there on a challenge turn. There's a good chance you might not. Because it does not have an aggro, you know, you would only need to be hit and probably die. So be very, very careful with that. Also, when Moonfang, the wolf, is in on the left side in the forest, again, be very careful. There's wolves that get summoned. You know, when that encounter's going on, it can get a little bit crazy. So again, try and stick within the main section of where Darkmoon Fair is. That's my suggestion. Also, when Death Metal Knight, a good chance, almost a certainty, exactly that. Don't wander off the path. That's probably the best thing you can do as a challenge toon. I must admit, one of the things that I got to do this week was a quest, a warlock quest, that actually transported me to Darkmoon Fair. So this I done on my main, on Leta. And it's been very interesting. It's been a very interesting, like, lore-wise. But it was really cool to go to Darkmoon Fair outside of Darkmoon Fair time, when you've got all of the toons there. I couldn't interact with, obviously, the normal ones, but there was a lot more toons, obviously, because of the quest chain that I was doing for the warlocks. Yes, Chris, the warlock quest it's awesome. It's very, I'd also like to say it's a little bit confronting. I'll leave it at that. Hey, Zap, welcome. Thanks for joining us. Yeah, it's really, really good. So I would not be doing that on a normal toon at all. Mrs. Rockguru, hello, thank you. You've subscribed for 46 months, currently on a 19-month streak. Thank you so much. That's very, very generous, very, very sweet. Thank you very much. So yeah, if you get to do that quest line on a warlock, I would not necessarily be doing that on a challenge turn, on a normal turn, on a scout, but lore-wise, very interesting. So yeah. What did you guys say? Hang on, let me go back. Free flight is awesome. Fair says, I says, with flight free now, gold is not as much an issue, absolutely, but it's nice to always start a tune off with something. Did someone say gold? Hello, the gold queen, thank you, welcome, lovely to see you. And look, gold is absolutely, it's not necessarily on a challenge tune, but I still have this little thing when I'm playing my challenge tunes to see how much money I can make. Just, you know, just a little bit. She says, I have been summoned. Absolutely. Welcome. Thank you, everyone, for joining. So, yeah, so Darkmoon Fair begins August 6th, ends August 12th. As I said, I will not be here next week. But I'll be back on the 12th, because of the two weekly shows that we're running at the moment. So keep that in mind. Also, to keep in mind, August trading post, I hadn't found any information on that yet. Let me go and have a quick look again. Yes, I just pulled the funny face. And I'm not sure if anything has come out. It might be a little bit too early. So we know with the Trading Post that things that you can do on your challenge tune certainly contribute because it's account wide, which is fantastic. So if you're questing, you know, sometimes you can have a look. I think this month had, I'm just trying to remember, might have been, was it fishing, you know, catch fishing in Warlords of Drenor. So if you've got a pacifist or a working man, you know, and you're jumping around, you can do stuff on your challenge tunes that help contribute. No, it doesn't look like anything's come up yet. There's lots of speculation for things that are coming in 10.1.7, if I'm correct. Fair says, yep, haven't seen any info on it yet. Don't forget then, you've also only got a couple of days left of July Trading Post. So if you're after, you know, something that's on there, good time to go and get it. Or also to put that one thing that you'd like to carry over, you can freeze that. So keep in mind those things. Once a quest, well, quest, holidays, things, yes, fishing. Well, and the holiday stuff, again, is very good, especially if you're able to do that on a challenge tune. We know with Midsummer Fires, there was things on that there was a whole heap that contributed to the Trading Post that if you're taking your tunes around, certainly, you know, it will contribute, and therefore you'll get the points that you need to get the, if you want to get the full amount of points for the month, then you normally get, I think every month we've had a mount, I think there's been mounts since it started, which I don't mind at all. I know on Lita, when I got the July one, I'm gonna say it might have been on last weekend, I finally finished it for July, and that gave me the achievement of 500 mounts on one character, which was like, was very excited. So Lita has earned 500 mounts in all the times that I've been playing her, which is great, which is fantastic. All right, so we'll have to keep an eye on for the August Trading Post once that comes up. Yeah, Mrs. Rockguru, yeah, I'm up to 236 of 250 on your NA account. Nice, well done. That's awesome. And, you know, it's, again, not really something that we go chasing for on challenge tunes, is things like mounts. But you can do that on scouts, on your main tunes, on all of that. So if that's something that you want to do. But I love the fact that the Trading Post itself is account-wide. So you can do some of that chasing, contribute towards the, what would you call them, like the quest stuff within, you know, to contribute to that. So Zai says, I've got more than 400 but not sure about 500. Yes, for sure. Fair says, I love that all kinds of tunes can contribute. Absolutely. And I would like to say that I think most of us to a degree are altaholics. I know a lot of you guys are, in particular. I feel like I haven't been very altaholic at all this past expansion or two, but because time is a factor. But it's good to be able to have that. Fair says, lol, altaholics. Us, really? Just a little bit. Chris says, I have a serious alt problem. I think most of us do. Mrs. Rokuru, that reminds me, I need to collect the monthly mount on EU. Filled the bar, but had not picked it up yet. Go do it! Go do it now! So I says, this expansion is not alcoholic friendly at all. True. I know for me, I found that the last couple, in particular, have not been that, I've struggled with that myself. Give me a sec, I'm just going to fit, I feel like this is going a bit too fast. Let's go 60 seconds. Okay. And I think that is definitely a thing. For some people, it might not be a problem, but you know, it certainly can be. So, I mean, that's a whole different conversation. Maybe that's one we can have. Anyway. All right, well, that's the news part. So if there's anything else, let me know. But again, the biggest thing, Dark Moon Fair is coming August 6th to August 12th. Good time to utilize that, which is great. August trading post, no info yet, but that will start in a few days time. So again, get into July trading post if you haven't collected your bits and pieces and your tokens, coins. What are we going with? I think it's tokens. All right, let's get on to state of the challenges. I don't think I've got any other. Oh, I did want to mention that, as I said, last episode we had quite a few max level tunes. I have caught up on all the write-ups, so please, if you want to check out, get some information. Some people give some really great information when we send off the write-up questions. So please pop over to the website, wowchallenges.com. You can check out each tune, max level that qualifies gets a write-up, and it's great when I get information that pertains to, you know, how people level. We've had some, what would you say, not new challenges, but we've had some people that are new to a max level, which has been really good. So it's always interesting to see how they level, what they've done, reasons for. So please go check that out and have a read. Sometimes there's some really good tips and hints and information there as well on the website. All right, state of the challenges, let's have a look. Now, people have been once again very, very busy this week. Let's see. Irons. All right, let's start off with irons. So we had 10 irons this week. Here we go. At number 10, we had Iron Brain at level 44. 9 was Starkly at level 47. 8, Thymerosal. Level 48. Sorry, butchering names. Apologies. Words are hard. Number 7, How Ironic, level 53. 6 is Got Moose at level 58. 5, Bikini Blue at level 62. 4 is Zyala, level 63. Number 3 is Zaya Dona at level 63, RIP. What happened, Zaya? What happened on that one? Sorry to hear that. Number 2, Cavern Lurker at level 64. And number 1 this week, is a blast from the past, is Azzy Iron at level 65. Well done, Azzy. He's still out there leveling. When Zyadona died, I started Zyala. Okay. Well, Zyadona died, and Zaya's already at level 63, guys. Amazing. Amazing. Serious leveling machines. Alright, so that's 10 irons this week. That's fantastic. Mrs. Rutguru, what did you say? Still lacking on my challenge leveling. I totally understand. Totally understand. Azzy is doing very well. I know he's playing Azzy Iron, not on Wormrest. It's fair, you can't type. I hear you. That tunes, because normally he does his challenge tunes on Wormrest, but he seems to be leveling it on his Oceanic server where his main is. So maybe that's helping. Maybe he's still having internet issues. So, as we know, playing on a US realm is definitely a little bit slower for me. But I'm so used to it. It doesn't faze me, but I know some people can struggle with differences in jumping around. Which I guess, Mrs. Rutguru, is that a major factor going from the EU account to the US account? Let me know. Curious. Alright, let's go to Bloods. Guess what? We had 10 Bloods this week. Fantastic. Well done. Alright, so at number 10, we had a Bulgarian like name. So I got the translate. And it means pressure deaths. They were level 10. They're yellow flagged because their killing blow percentages, etc., are too low. So obviously it's level 10. Hasn't quite evened out to enough. But number 9 was the same tune, but they died at level 12. So I'd say the first ones died at level 12. They've gone and made this second tune, who's hit level 10, registered it, and again, they're still... they're still leveling, so that's good. Number 8 is Loco Taco. Loco Taco. That's Taco's turn. Is level 17. 7 this week is Isfia, level 19. 6 is Blood Soak. Good name, I like it. At level 23. 5 is Miltasso at level 24. 4, another Taco tune, Fiesta Taco at level 25. 3 is Great Socks at level 33, RIP. Number 2 this week is Socatakili. At level 45, RIP. And number 1 this week is Zaya Bingra at level 68. Great Sock is Taco 2. She's changing her name. Her naming conventions. Great Sock. Great Socks, that's awesome. It does kind of come off as a taco name. She confused me, Fair says, yes. Thank you, Zaya, for clarifying that. It's nice to know, but yes, it's good to see Taco's back out there leveling her Bloods. Fantastic. All right, Chris says, I need my OCAT taco. Yes, absolutely. All right, pacifists this week, we had 5 pacifists. which is the first time in quite some time that we've had like five. We've always been like 8, 9, or 10. So that's interesting. Everyone's been busy leveling bloods, it seems. All right, so pacifist. Again, there was a translation name, and it came up as KV Push PM as the translation. So, not sure, but they were level 10, so they've just hit level 10 and registered. Number 4 is Tequil. At level 23, they are yellow flag, though they have 3 kills and 1 killing blow. So, not sure what's happened there. Number 3 is Fairbear at level 48. 2 is Lantana at level 66. And number 1 this week is Sneaky at level 66. Fair says I was lazy. I understand. Some weeks just get busy. And you guys have got lots of tunes, so understand. Working men. Again, we had 2 working men this week. At number 2, we had Void Syndrome at level 14. And number 1 was Millicat at level 16. Greens. We had 10 greens this week. That's fantastic. Greens has been getting a lot of love lately, which is really great. At number 10, we've got Clippish at level 10. They are yellow flagged at the moment because they're killing blow percentage. Again, I'd say questing, they've just hit level 10, probably haven't gone and quested and done enough kills yet. So hopefully that'll even out as a level. Number 9, Timmy at level 13. 8 is Eldoral at level 17. 7 this week is Isoal at level 25. 6 is Clock Tower at level 42. 5 is Quiver at level 60. 4 is Cry at level 61. 3 is Ferrarin at level 63. 2 is Vera Verde at level 64. There she is. She has been busy. And 1 is Chris 3 at level 67. Fess had decided to work on heritage armor for a human pally, but had to hit 51st regular too. Oh, well done. Excellent. Mrs. Rockguru says, I had to grind a human hunter as I could not kill the last boss on my level 50 rogue. Okay. Fair says, I haven't gotten to the end yet on the pally. All right. Well, good luck. Have fun with it. Okay. So greens have been busy, which is great. Tins, we had 1 tin. Holla Tin Boy. At level 19. All right. Teams. We did have some iron teams this week. We had 2 iron teams. Number 2 was Who Moonfired? All in caps. Question mark. Exclamation mark. Level 10 RIP though. Great name. I can't remember, but that should be like all druid. All druid team. Who Moonfired? Love it. Number 1 this week is the Little LS. They're level 17. So, well done. Whoever is in that team, congratulations. Level 17. We had no blood teams and no green man teams this week. Who Moonfired? I know. Great name. Great name for a druid guild too. that would be funny. All right, so well done to everyone leveling. It's so good to see like right across every challenge, other than obviously blood teams and green teams. Teams are always a little bit harder, but it's so good to see. So commiserations on all those that we lost through deaths, through, you know, all those unfortunate things. So, but best of luck, everyone, with your leveling this week or the next 2 weeks. All right. Let's go with this one.
Hey, yo, it's Chicha!
Our favorite goblin, Zorts. We do still appreciate that bumper. All right, chit chat. I got a couple of jokes. Mrs. Rokuru, I'm grinding out the Draenor Pathfinder for the mount. Got the Tanan Diplomat and the Assaults to complete. Good luck. Good luck. Hopefully, that will be something that won't be too tricky for you. I think it's always... I do enjoy going back and looking at older achievements. Obviously not on my challenge tunes, but sometimes it just seems to be there more and more as the expansions go along. It's just kind of, I go back and look and go, oh, especially my archaeology ones that I think I really need to go back to Pandaria and finish those achievements. Archaeology. They need to have better RNG on archaeology, I swear to God. Waiting for the ward time walking for the commendations. Good plan, Mrs. Rokuru. Absolutely. Festus, there were a lot in Pandaria Archae. Yes. Yes. And I wanted to get... I've done a fair chunk on later. Every single one has all been done on later. And I will finish it one day. One day. Zai says, yeah, did some old raid in July for the trading post. Nice. I must admit that with time being limited for me, I try and look at the things that won't take me a lot of time. And I tried to map out the month to see what I could do. But I didn't want to get to the end of the month and think, oh shit, I've still got, you know, halfway through my points. So I tried to really make a good effort at the beginning half of the month. So yeah, because it was a lot of points to get this month to get them out. Yes, fair. There were a lot of points. I think it was like 1400. Like, I think they gave you the bonus, but, yeah. Fair says, yeah, not passy friendly for archaeology there. Yeah, because of the little, char. I can see them that pop out. They can be nasty. Had to get a friend to help me do old raid bosses. Yeah, sometimes it's just however you can get them done. Mrs. Rokuru says, yep, had to scrape Passy due to proximity kills in Legion. Yeah. And as we know, it's proximity kills is still such a bugbear. It's, yeah, it's very, very, I don't know. To me, sometimes it feels very unstable, especially for our pacifists, if that makes sense. All right. Anyway, we're in chit chat. So I've got a couple of jokes from you for you. The first one is, I got this, my husband told me this one last night, and I said I wanted it for the show, because you'll see. All right. How do trees access the internet? they log in. It's so cute, but yet so silly. I love it. Zai says, in the zone when Farrakh assault is on, I'm not safe. Yes. Yeah, there is definitely a lot going on in Dragonflight. Like, just within Dragon Isles itself, we've got the assaults, we've got the elemental storms, we've got, what's the new one that's, I just tried that yesterday, the, oh, complete mental, the time assault, no, the, anyway, like, there's a lot going on. Time Rifts, thanks, Chris, yeah. There is a lot that's happening within all the zones that to take a challenge tune, in particular, if you get the challenge tune to Dragon Isles, tread very, very carefully. Very, very carefully. I mean, it's not safe for a normal tune, but in particular, it's definitely at times very, very bad for a challenge tune. Emerald Rifts coming in 10.1.7. I haven't read about that yet. I know there's a lot of stuff that they've got that they're talking about that's coming in 10.1.7. I haven't delved into it too much because once again, it's more until it goes live. You know, we speculate all about these things, which is great. It's good to be prepared, but sometimes it's a matter on waiting till stuff goes live. They're on the PTR at the moment. I have not even had a chance to look at the PTR, honestly. So I'm guessing, are they similar to the Time Rifts? Are they going to be completely different? I'll go and have a check when I read up on it once I finish the show and get everything done for the episode. So but yeah, there is a lot going on for us in Dragonflight at the moment. So again, tread very, very carefully with your challenge tunes if you are bringing them to the Dragon Isles. All right. Chris says, it will be the whole zone. We'll definitely need to know about them as they affect everything zone-wide. All right, good to know. That, again, is, sorry, excuse me. We will definitely need to keep an eye on that. But again, I think for most challenge tunes leveling, max, probably more passy-wise. Don't know about Green Man. I know some of the max level Green Man did go to Dragon Isles. So probably passies, Working Man in particular might not want to go there. but again, tread very, very carefully. Buffs are coming zone-wide for all players, Mrs. Rockguru says. Which, again, as we know, if they're zone-wide buffs and you've got your challenge tune there and they can't be removed, It's as, you know, Festus, I never go there, but I don't even have max level regular. again, it's just, it's probably more the being aware and keeping an eye on. I know Wowhead has a very good on the front of their, like, their home page that tells all things that are going on. Hang on, let me go back to so, like, today in WoW, things like your weekly quests, all of that. They've got the world bosses up, any world events, storms, fury when it's active, like when certain things are active. So that can be really helpful. I know in game, I've got a couple of add-ons. I can't think of them at the off the top of my head. That when I open up the world map, flicks up, you know, obviously all where your world quests are. It shows clearly where the world bosses are. So I think I might have a combination of add-ons that give me all of that. But it's very clear because I've got the icons quite large, so I can clearly see them. And again, you know, sometimes people like to play with add-ons, sometimes we don't like to play with them for our challenge tunes. But again, if that's something that you find useful, you know, again, give it a go. Zaya says, Dragon Isles are far from risk-free, but all challenges can do something there. A lot fewer if you can't use Dragonflight for some reason. The dragon riding, yeah. Dragon riding still obviously an issue for a lot of people with getting around. I was hoping that with the changes they might have brought in allowing for normal ride flying to come in, but anyway, we'll have to see. Yes, I've got your pictures in there. Thank you for them. Alright. Okay, so I've got one more joke. This one I found this morning. Why did the egg hide? It was a little chicken. I had to. It's cute. Alright, now the last thing that I wanted to chat about before I wrap up, and again, it's not as much Challenger related as just World of Warcraft, and it's purely because I know, I think we chatted about this quite some time ago, but one of the things that I love to do over the course of a day, whenever I can, is to go onto YouTube and watch. Like, there's many things that I watch, obviously, World of Warcraft content being one of them. And one of the ones that I watched this morning is one of my new favorite, what would you call it? Content, YouTube content people. And their name is, or their channel's called, The Chronicles of Azeroth. I'll leave a link for anyone, especially if you want to just take in. It's like a lot of it's lore based. He is fantastic. I just watched the Tears for Glades one this morning, and I'm gonna have to watch it again because it was so good. But he's got a really, his voice is very soothing. It's quite relaxing. So if you like to listen to something while you're playing WoW, while you're doing something else, he's fantastic. Noble, Of course. Always watching Noble stuff. And again, I'll put the links. And the links I'll have in with today's information when the stuff comes out for the episode. But just listening to, you know, some stuff that takes me right back to, I know things get changed. I know, you know, we've had a lot of law changes over the time that we've played, probably what you guys have played, but it's still fascinating and great to get, like, lots of information all at once. So, Chronicles of Azeroth, fantastic. Noble 87, fantastic. Lots of good stuff. A couple more fun things is WoW Krendor. His pointless list of
top tens.
Pointless top ten. Thanks, babe. Is again just fantastic. He also does some, what do you call it,
Geoguessr,
thank you, which is a game within, like, maps of a spot, and yes, fair, absolutely fantastic. So again, if you want some content to do while you're leveling, while you're chilling out, he is, he's great fun to watch. Two others that also have some very interesting content is, and it, apologies, I'm going to probably butcher, Hurmaradex. Do you remember how to pronounce that one, babe? Hurmaradex? Anyway. Yes, absolutely fantastic. He has some really good stuff.
I always thought it was Hiramedx.
Yeah, it could be. I tried to look back because, you know, when some people start and do a video, you know, they'll say, hi, I'm such and such. I couldn't find. Some people don't. They just go on their spiel. There was a druid one. That I started watching. I haven't finished watching that one, Chris. And the other one, he hasn't done anything for a little while, but I quite enjoy a lot of the stuff that he's done is Platinum WoW. So again, like, it's just content, lots of stuff that you can listen to while you're playing. This is not everything. There's a whole nother section of of course you do, Chris, of course you do. But, you know, for those of you that like to, like, listen to stuff while you're leveling or while you're having dinner or whatever it might be, you want to just chill out and watch some YouTube, these, they're just some of my favorites. So if you've got anyone different, let me know. Send me a message, let me know through Discord, tweet me, threads, wherever. Let me know, because I'm always looking at different things. not talking about the content creators like Soul, Soul So Breezy, Hazel, you know, that do more than news of WoW. This is just lore stuff, interesting lists and things like that. So it's just nice. I find it's very good, nice information. So certainly if you're interested, check them out. Again, Chronicles of Azeroth, absolutely loving. I only discovered him a couple of weeks ago. Maybe a month, 5 weeks, and absolutely love it. But the new one I just watched today, and I'm going back to watch it a second time later, because again, you guys know my most favorite zone in all of World of Warcraft would be undead. Tirisful. It just, yeah. It just, it feels like I come home every time I go to that zone. It's probably why I've got so many undead warlocks. None of them being leveled at the moment, obviously, but, you know. So, yeah. All right. Well, I hope, as I said, I just wanted to touch on a couple of different things to, again, help you out. I know it's not really Challenger-related, but it is WoW-related. So I thought, you know, sometimes while we're on the grinds for Bloods or Irons or questing, it's nice to just keep focus just for a minute onto listening to something else. I quite enjoy that as well. All right. Okay. I think I've covered everything. If I haven't, let me know. But I think I've got most of the stuff. So we've gone a bit longer. We've gone a little bit longer than I thought we would, but I can talk. I can, you know, jabber on at times, as we know. They're great backgrounds at work too. Absolutely. All right. So, let me put my little heart on the screen. So, let's wrap up with thanking all our Iron Elite. Thank you for giving and supporting through financial, I was going to say through financial institutions, you know what I mean. Thank you for helping to keep the lights on for the website. Truly appreciate your support, whether it's through Patreon, Twitch, etc., PayPal. Thank you very much. So, Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris W, Lee Tom, Mac, Mr. Denise, Mrs. Rock Guru, Rud, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Winema, Zaya, Zep, you guys, thank you so much. For everyone else, thank you for your support on things like liking, retweeting, all of those things are very helpful. So much appreciated for any support that you give us right across the board through any social media, just being in Discord, helping out, being here today. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that. Big thank you to our wonderful bunch. Maybe that should be the new. Maybe we should have a name for them. So to the wonderful bunch that make up the mods, admin, Stir, Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris, and Zaya, thank you for all the things that you do. To our code wardens, Rod and Zaya, thank you again. We, you know, words cannot describe how much we appreciate what you guys do behind the scenes with all the coding, etc. Thank you so very much. To everyone here in the chat room, thanks for hanging out. Thanks for giving a little bit of your time today to hang out with me. I do appreciate that. So as I said, next show will be Saturday, August 12th at 7 p.m. Eastern, which will be the last day of Dark Moon Fair. So don't forget about that. You can jump over to the website, wowchallenges.com. You will find all the information for our socials there, various ways that you can get in contact with us, etc. You can download the podcast on places like iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio. And if you've got any, again, any screenshots, any jokes, any questions, anything that you'd like to share, please send me an email, podcast@wowchallenges.com. Where you can find me, easiest thing is I have all my information over at linktree.com/LetaWow. That's LETAWOW. Lastly, huge thank yous, as always, to our wonderful, to our wonderful, full stop. makes no sense later. To Mr. Nisi on the intro and to Execute on the outro. We appreciate, we love our intro and outros so very much. We appreciate what they've done, and it makes us smile to hear them every time we play them. So thank you guys for that. All right. Well, I think we're done. Any last words, chat, before we go? Again, thank you, Chris. Thank you, Mrs. Rock Guru, for your resubscribing to the channel on Twitch. Appreciate that. Words. Must be nearly time to go. I'm nearly finished my coffee. Thanks. Have a great couple of weeks. Be safe, Fair says. Thank you. Yes, we will do that. All right, guys. We will wrap that up. So again, everyone, have a fantastic couple of weeks. Please stay safe both in and out of game. We will catch you back here on August 12th at 7 p.m. Eastern. And until then, see ya. Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.